there's going to be people who decide that they want to be involved with the Indigo, and they're going to try to do it with their five-year-old computers. Okay? Again, this is 2009 technology. And I'm going to be completely honest. You know what? The bottom line is you buy a computer, 4 months later, actually quite often the day you buy it, okay, it's already past its usefulness, because that's the way how fast computers advance. And so, you know, again, right now, as an example, Windows 7 is just released. And this new software will be built on Windows 7 platform. Yes, it's still XP, will still work on XP, but it will be based on Windows 7 platform. That's the advancement of our industry. And a lot of people, again, realize they'll do everything else, but the one thing that they won't keep up to date is their computer. And it's a vital, vital thing. That is your business. Your computer runs the most amazing software program in the medical industry, and yet you try to run it on a five-year-old computer that's way past the stage. And so, basically, we have built, and I'm going to introduce Ron again in just 1 second, because we've worked with Ron, and Ron's building an actual computer called the Indigo computer, which will work and match the Indigo device all the way down the line to make sure that your system runs the best and the most perfect that the cap possibly can be. So everybody, Ron Brady from Quantum Computers.
Thanks, Brian. Well, you know, the Indigo is definitely tomorrow's technology today. And, you know, we're always concerned with keeping up with current technology as we build computers. In fact, we always have to look ahead to the future to see what components are coming out either, you know, 3, 6, or even 9 months in advance. So what we've done here for the Indigo is we've built the Quantum Indigo i7 notebook computer. So we call it the QII7. You'll notice on the picture that we've included the Indigo logo on the back, on the cover. And on the inside of the laptop, we're going to put a little logo underneath the LCD screen also. The laptop is pretty modern on the outside, but really it is what is on the inside that really counts. So for those of you who are interested in the technical details, like what James was going through for the Indigo, we picked the Core i7 processor for this laptop, and basically because it's a quad-core processor. For a couple of years now, you've been hearing about the dual-core processors. A lot of you probably have them. But this one is designed with hyper-threading and turbo boost, which basically means it's going to provide maximum processing performance for basically almost any application that you use a computer for. But specifically for the processing power that's going to match the Indigo device. See, the calculating speed of this quad-core processor has been tested at about 80% faster than the current dual-core processors. That's pretty awesome, 80%. So one thing that we've done is because it's recommended to have a dedicated graphics card for all the videos and the software, we're going to use multiple screens, all running graphics. So what we've done with the QII7 is giving it 1 gigabyte of DDR3 graphics on the graphics card. So that's pretty awesome. I mean, most of the computers that are high-end right now are only 512 megabytes, so that's double. And we're going to put a 1680x1050 widescreen LCD, which is going to be perfect for showing off the new software. The graphics card is about 44% faster using the high-definition video, and it has a 50% performance boost from the current models that are out there. So one of the other things that everybody looks at is the memory. So we're putting 2 gigabytes of DDR3 1333 megahertz dual-channel memory in the laptop. And some people are going to ask, why don't you give it 4 gigabytes like most of the laptops you see in the stores? Well, there's a lot of reasons, but most important, the majority of you won't need it. And, you know, 2 gigabytes doesn't sound like a lot, but you have a quad-core i7 processor, and it's a 1.6 gigahertz processor that jumps up to 2.8 gigahertz with the turbo boost if you need it. So when you put a 1 gigabyte DDR3 graphics card and the 2 gigabytes of DDR3 memory, with the Windows 7 operating system, it only uses 1 gigabyte, so it's basically double, and really the chances of anyone maximizing all that memory in a long time are going to be pretty slim, because this laptop is a powerhouse. One of my biggest disappointments in the computer industry is how most companies market their computers. What they do is they actually put a slow processor in, then they put like 3 or 4 gigabytes of memory to make it look good, and to compensate for the lower speed of the processor. So then they put a 500 gigabyte hard drive in it, which most people will never use, and then it looks good in the sales ad, and the price tag is really low. So I always call that like putting a Corvette engine on a moped. You know, it sounds good, but is it really going to work? So in the Indigo computer, what we did was we matched the processor, the graphics card, and the memory, all with DDR3 1333 megahertz, so it's matched. And it's, you know, basically designed for many years of use, and it's going to really give us a low rate of repairs, because all the components are the top quality you can get today. Obviously, I've done a lot of research with this, and in fact, we've looked around just yesterday, and we cannot find anything on the internet with any of the big name brands that even comes close to the specs of this laptop. So really, we're also designing tomorrow's technologies today. So as you can probably tell, I could probably talk for an hour, but that's about all the time I have.